from our secret Batcave location. Okay. Anyway, so we are on. We're on Erev Rosh Hashanah. So with Chav Dalim of Days, it's tomorrow's office, but hey, we're like the second to last line, right? Chav Dalim of Days. What?
Amarav,
right. So this is just two lines over here. Amarav, Karu, Kaman Karu Parsai Lesifra Dvir. From where did the Persians, we just started, perfect timing. Where did the Persians get the word that they call a book a Dvir? They call a Sifra Dvir. So Mehacha, they learn it out from the following pasuk. The Shame Dvir Lufanim Kiryat Sefer. Right? That says, you see, the Shame Dvir Kiryat Sefer. You see that a Dvir is called a Sefer. Fine. One more other Persian lexicography, I guess, learning about their words. See, it's important for the Chachamim to know what the words of the language.
Everything.
It was important for them to know what the vernacular was, because they had to interact.
Right?
Amar Keman Karu Parso Nida Dashtana. From where did the Persians get that they call a woman who's Nida that Dashtana? They say Mehacha from the following passage, when Rachel told Lavan to Kiderech Nashim Li. So if you amalgamate the words Kiderech Nashim Li, they get Dashtana. That's where they got it from.
The Persians got it from us.
Yes. That's where they get their words from. A lot of the words. Some words we got from them, and some words they got from us. That's language. Okay. So now that the Gemara before on Chavdalim of Beis has brought a machlokas from Rabbi Lazar of Shmuel about the Shir of the Paros, what the Paros were, now we're going to bring out a bunch of other machlokas between Rabbi Lazar of Shmuel, Bar Nachmeni. So the first one is to talk about the case, the episode that took place in Sefer Yeshua, when Yeshua was having a battle, and he didn't want the battle to end, and he had the sun stand, well, the earth stand still, I guess. Well, the sun appeared to stand still, so and the day stayed. I say it the right way. Okay, so the pasuk says, "Vayidom Hashemesh." The Shemesh was quiet. "Vayareich Amad Adikom Goy Oyvav," and the moon stood until Yeshua, I guess, took out his revenge on the enemy. "Halo Hiksuv Al Sefer HaYasher." Yasher. The whole story is written in Sefer HaYasher. So first, my Sefer HaYasher. What is Sefer HaYasher? So there's a machlokas. Arab Chiver Ab Amar Biyochlan. Zeh Sefer Avim Yisuf Yaakov. Sefer Yashav is Chumash Bereishis. Sefer Avim Yisuf Yaakov. Shenikru Yisharim. They are called the Yisharim. Where are they called Yisharim? Because one of the brachos that Bilam gave was Tamus Nafshi Moshi Yisharim. Bilam wanted to die similar to the way the others died, because they were by Yigvah V'Yamos. They never got sick. Right? That's what it says. By Avram it says by Yigvah V'Yamos Avram by Yosef Al Amal. In Yitzchak it says by Yigvah Yitzchak V'Yamos Yosef Al Amal. And by Yaakov it says by Yigvah V'Yosef Al Amal. And the Ramban on Bereishis says that it's Misa B'licholi B'Yisurim. Only the Tzadikim got that. Alright, Yishmael also says Vayigvah. Anyway, so even by Dvor Mabel it also says Tzviyah. That doesn't say Vayev. But the point being that Bilam wanted to be like the Yisharim. The Yisharim or Aram Yisgan Yaakov. Sefer Yashar is Bereishis. We'll get back to that in a minute. Or we'll get back to that. The Hecha Remiza. And where is it Merumas? Where is it hinted to in Sefer Bereishis that the sun will stand still for Yehoshua? Or the sun will appear to stand still for Yeshua. Ephraim's offspring will be feared by all the nations. Now Ephraim was a small shaven. It was even smaller than Manasseh, right? But so the Amasai, when's this going to happen? The whole world is going to fear them because they have this miracle going to happen to them, that the day is not going to go forward, right? The sun's going to stand still, right? Shemesh begavon dom v'yareich emek ayalon. That was like a big thing in Shalvim, because Shalvim is Emek Ayalon. Fine. So, now comes the Machlokas. We'll get back to Sefer Yashar. Now comes the Machlokas. How long did the sun appear to stand still during the day? How long was the day elongated? The Pasuk says in Yeshua, Vayamod Hashemesh v'chatsi Hashemayim. The sun stood in the midway point in the firmament, in the sky. V'lo atz lavo v'kiyom tamim. And it didn't, I guess, come down. I guess, types atz. It didn't move along the way it's supposed to do until the end of the day. Gekama, and how long did it stay still? Amar Rav Shuba, maybe Esrim v'arba ishoi. The entire day, in other words, there was an extra 12 days added on. In other words, instead of the day being 12 hours, the day was 24 hours. Right? Azul shis, the sun went the way it should have gone for 6 hours. Right? The pasuk basically says, Vayomar shemesh v'chatsi shemayim, v'lo atzavok yom tamim. So it's mashu that it stopped twice. It stood still and did atzlavo. So basically what they're saying is that it didn't, for two times it stood still. So Yeshua ben Levi says that Azul Shis, the first 6 hours of the day, it went. The Kam Shis, and it stood still for 6 days. 6 hours, but Azul Shis, then it went again for 6 hours, become Shis, and then it stood still for another 6 hours. So it's the day, a 12-hour day, turned into a 12-hour, you know, light turned into 24 hours.
Isn't it a miracle if they were just stayed for 12 hours?
Right, so they all ask, why did it just stand still in one shot?
If it seems to be moving, it's less of a miracle.
Well, I don't know. It says Kula Milsa Ki Yom Tame, which means the entire day, the entire light was like a Yom Tame, like one complete 24-hour cycle. That's what Rabbi Yeshua maybe says. Rabbi Lazar Amar, no, the day lasted 36 hours. Shloshim Shis. Azul Shis, the Shemesh went for 6 hours. The Kam Treshar stood still for 12 hours. It's almost like that thing with the Makos, you know, 50 Makos, 100 Makos, where it was more, right? The Kam Treshar, Azul Shis, then it went for 6 hours. Right, that because that was called Makos, the left on the
right.
Triangle.
Right, over here, what's the difference?
It's looking to the Marsha, figure out why what there is what the machlokes is. Okay. The contrary, sir, had stood still another 12 hours. Midaso ki yom tamim. It stood still like a full day. It stood still for 24 hours. So therefore, it went for six, stood still for 12, went for six, stood still for 12. So it stood still for 24 hours. Okay. Rav Shmuel bar Nachmani, Amar no, Arbayim u'shmona. The whole day lasted 48 hours. Azul shis. It went for 6 hours. The contrary, sir, and stood still for 12 hours. Azul Shis went for 6 hours, right? Become Esrim the Arba, and then it went and then it stood still for another 24 hours, right? Because the pasuk says Shemar Lo Ach Lavoki Yom Tamin Nichlal Demikara Lavki Yom Tamim Habada. Since there are two stoppings, it only says a Yom Tamim is the second stopping. So that's 24 hours. Mashma, the first stopping was not 24 hours; it was only 12. The whole thing was 48 hours, right? Ika the Amri. Some say Bitosef the Pligi that the Machlokas is. The machlokas is how much extra time was added on. If Shuba maybe Amr Esrim the Arba was added on, it went to Azul Shis Kam Tresar, Azul Shis Kam Tresar, and Midaso Kiyom Tomei. It stood still for 12 for a full day. Rav Lozer Amr Shloshim Bashes, 36 hours was added to the day. Azul Shis, it went for 6 hours. Kam Tresar stood for 12 hours. Azul Shis, it went for 6 hours. Kam Esrim the Arba, and then stood still for 24 hours, right? Because it says Lo Atz Lavo Kiyom Tomei. And Rabbi Shmuel Nachmini says, Arbaim Lushmona, 48 hours were added on to the day. Azul Shis, it was 6 hours. Kam Esrim Barba, it stood still for 24 hours. Azul Shis, and then Kam Esrim Barbar, it stood still for 24 hours. Makish Amidas Lubiyaso, it's coming, it's the same thing as it's going, right? Mabiyaso Kiyom Tomi, just like when at the end of the day, it was a full day, so to the first time, it was also a full day. So that's the story, it was 24 hours. The Marsha asked an interesting question. He says, he brings down from the Pirkei of Rabbi Elazar, which is, I think, like the oldest Tanaic source that we have, the Pirkei of Rabbi Elazar. He says that this whole thing happened on Erev Shabbos, right? Mm. Is it Pirkei Rabbi Elazar? How you doing? It says, Ad Shabbo Yeshua v'asa mechal, he gave Erev Shabbos, so they were fighting the war. They were fighting the war and came to, because of you. They were fighting the war because, and it came to Erev Shabbos. The Rabbit Sarashim Sheyisrael Sheyichal Shabbos. Yeshua didn't want them to be Mechal Shabbos. So he said, I don't want to be Mechal Shabbos. Right? So Ma Asa, so he had to stand still. So the Marsha asked, what are you talking about? Why is it called Shabbos? So he says, what was the battle about? If it's a Mechemes Mitzvah for conquering, then it should be Dolcha Shabbos. He says, it's not. What was going on here, this was the battle was fought in defense of the Givonim. Remember, the Givonim came and they made a treaty. Right? They made tricked them and they made a treati. And that would and Yeshua said to protect him, and then the Givonim were attacked by the nations. So Yeshua was basically protecting the Givonim. So it wasn't really Melchemes Mitzvah. So there would have been Kol Shabbos over here. So he didn't have would have had a. That's what the Marshal says. He says. He says. Where was it? The Ein LaHatras Matzul Shabbos Hayisham Kevon the Hayim Melchemes Cholva Kmo Shvutul Melchemes Shabbos Yericho. The Yishlomer answers. This wasn't for kibush. This was just to protect the Gibonim, so that's why he wanted to come stand a little for he had to have the day last longer. Question though is though, did it so after the whole thing started finished, was it now Sunday or was it Shabbos? How does it work? Anyway.
Could have been a miracle if they beat him faster.
You asked the questions on the
stop for the whole world or just for that
world? The whole world. The whole world. We'll see in a second. The whole world has to know. The sun is. The earth stopped rotating. Right? The sun stopped moving. Well, we know the earth stopped rotating for whatever this period was. Okay. So the Gemara then says. The Gemara then says, Tana, Hishem Sha'andal Lachamu Yeshua, just like the sun stood still It's hard to say. It was like the sun appeared to stand still, meaning the day stopped. Yoshua kach amda lo kam lo Moshe. Same thing happened for Moshe when he was fighting Sichon Melech Hashlon. Vilin Akdimon Ben Gurion. Remember the story in Tainus, and Akdimon Ben Gurion. Right, Akdimon Ben Gurion, there was no water. We're on B2.
A2.
At the top of A2. Okay. So Nakiman got borrowed money to get the water cisterns, and he was paying back by a certain amount of time, paying back water, and then the sun didn't rain, and he went to Beis Hamikdash and davened, and it rained, but the guy who borrowed money from Sal was too late, passed the deadline, and then they looked outside, and it was still light. So it basically stood still. So that happened to Nakiman. So Yoshua Kroy, just happened to Yeshua saw in the Pesukim, Nakiman then grew in Gemara, it's a Kabbalah that we have, right? That's the Gemara in Tainus and Nakiman Testament base, right? And the Moshe Min Olam. How do we know what happened to Moshe? So Asya, since it's Zeir Shabbat, we know what happened to Moshe. You're going to ask me questions. I don't know the answer. Right? Asya, Achel, Achel. Right? We learn like Zeir Shabbat. Sib Hakha, by Moshe, it says when he was fighting Sichon, it says, the full passage, Hayomazah, Achel, Tis, Pachtacha, Apne, Amin. But Sib Hassam, by Yeshua, it says, Hayomazah, Achel, God, Lecha. When he talks about that's by the story of the sun. So you have the Zeir Shabbat of Achel, Achel, sun stopped there, sun stopped here. Okay, Rabbi Yochanan, Amar, no. Asya, taste. The Zayir Shabbos from the words taste. Hacha by Moshe says Achel taste Pachacha, and by Yoshua it says Ad Deber Yeshua Hashem Biyom taste Hashem Samori Lifnei Bnei Yisrael. So back to Zayir Shabbos. Rav Shmuel by Nachmani Amar Rav Shmuel says no, we don't need Zayir Shabbos. He says Mikupi Dekrasha Moisle. We can learn out from the Pesukim itself that the sun stood still for Moshe. As the pasuk says Hayom Zel Chaytas Bechav Yisrael Pnei Amin Tachas Veshemayim, and the pasuk continues Asher Yishmuun Shemacha. They're going to hear what happened. V'ragzu B'Kol Mi Panecha. And they're going to be terrified and feared and fearful in front of you. So Amosai Ragzu B'Chal Panecha. When's that going to happen? V'shosh Amdalo Chama L'Moshe. Sort of a self-serving limud. But that's what happened. So Meisvei, I say, how is it possible that it happened to Nachim and Moshe? By the Pasuk in Yeshua in Perek Yud Pasuk Dalet says, V'lo Haya Kayom Ahu L'Fana V'Acharav. It's never happened before and never happened after. So when did it happen to Nachim and Moshe? So two answers. Ebi's Ema, one say, is that Sha'os hu the lo habim uchikulahai. By Moshe and by Nakhim, it only happened for a small amount of time. Yeshua, some people say, maybe 48 hours it stood still. Right? Levi's Eman of. There's another aspect that happened to Yeshua. Avne baro lo habu. The hail didn't, stones of hail didn't fall down like it did by Yeshua. Except by the Muhammad of Yeshua with the Machay Amor, it says, by Hebe knew some with Nebne Israel, when they were running away from Israel, Haim bimorad beis charon. I guess they're running to beis charon. Hashem shishlich aleim avanim gedolos min shemaim ad azeka bayamusu. There's a hailstorm, a boulder storm that came down. If you go, actually, it's funny. You go by Nofai alone. Outside Shalvim, there are these massive rocks on the mountain. Who knows? Who knows? Okay. So now we're gonna have another. We're gonna get back to. We're going to get back to the Sefer HaYashar, and we're going to see it again. Right? You can't say Sefer HaYashar without quoting the Ksiv. So Ksiv, when David was Mekonen, when he was lamenting that when Shaul and Yonasan were killed, right, so he says, Vayomer, Lilameid B'nei Yehuda Keshes, Hinei Ksuv Al Sefer HaYashar, to teach the B'nei Yehuda to be archers. Right? The bow and arrow, to be archers. That's written on Sefer HaYashar. So again, my Sefer Yashar, I'm Rav Chiva Avraham Yochanan, Zeh Sefer Avraham Yisqiyachos, Shnei Kuh Yisharim, Yixiv Behu, Tamos Napshi, Mok Sharim, Viyach Yisqiy Kamahu, Bilam said he wanted out of the Yisharim, the Hecha Remiza, and how do we know, where's the Merumas in Sefer Bereishis, that the B'nai Yehuda were the Moshkim B'keshes? Who's going to teach them that they're the archers? He says, because the Pasuk says, when Yaakov gave the Brach of the Yehuda, it says, Yehuda Atayu Ducha Asecha, you're going to teach your brothers, Yadcha Be'orif Oyvecha, your hand is in the neck of your enemies. The Ezohim Lachama Shetzricha Yad Kinega Oreth. Which type of battle, waging a battle, you need your hand next to your neck? Habayom is a Keshes, because when you pull back, to the neck, they were the archers. Okay, but Lezer says, no, that's Sefer Mishnah Torah. Sefer Yashar means Sefer Dvar. Right? The Maikarla Sefer Yashar. Why is it called Sefer Yashar? Interesting. So one Pasuk says, Diksiv, Vasisa Yashar Vatobin Yashar. So it's Sefer Yashar. It's weird, doesn't it? Sefer Yashar, and the other one says Sefer Yashar is Shoftim. So Sefer Yashar is a theme in Bereishis, a theme in Sefer Shoftim. It's a pasuk in the Devarim. Or is it based on the Ramban? The Ramban says the Sefer Yashar that permeates all of the mitzvot. Not every mitzvah is learned out per se. The Sisa Yashar Batov, the Dina Bar Metzra, we learn out from Sisa Yashar Batov. So Yashar is in Devarim. Maybe that's a theme. Maybe that is a theme that permeates it. I don't know. To figure out why this is different. We just said the one Sefer Yashar is voracious, which is a theme. Another one says Shoftim, which is a theme. And here's just the pasuk. So have to figure out what's there. So right. So Hechav Rumiza, and where's the Merumas and Devarim that the Bnei Yehuda are the archers? Because it says by the Bircha Rachel Moshe to Yishev Yehuda, it says Yadav Rav Lo. Right. The Ezel Milchama Shetzricha Shtei Yadayim Yadav. Both of his hands. Which type of war do you need two hands to wage? Aviomer Zekeshes. You know, bow and arrow to pull and hold the arrow. I mean, suppose a sword and every also, but everyone who does an archer needs two hands. Rav Shmuel bar Nachmani Amar Zeshef Sefer Shoftim, Sefer Yashar or Sefer Shoftim. My korole Sefer Yashar. Why is it called Sefer Yashar? Here's a derogatory reason. Iksev by Yamin Mahin Ein Melech Yisrael. There was no king. Ish Hayashar Ein of Yaseh. Everyone did whatever they wanted, right? The Hecher Miza. So where is it? Merumas that they are the archers. But the pasuk says Leman Daas Doros Bnei Yisrael Lamdo Milchama. To teach the this is by the goyim that were left over in Eretz Yisrael after the kibush. Hashem kept them there. Why? In order for other generations to learn war, be able to fight against them. The Ezim Rachama Shetzricha Limud, which war really needs expertise? In the sharpshooters, the archers need to be taught. When we know London Yehuda, how do you know it's Yehuda? Now we just know that they're archers. How do you know it's Yehuda? The Ksid, at the beginning of Shoftim, it says Ahi Acharei Moshe Yeshua Mi Yalalanu B'Kchila El Haknani Lilachem Bo Vayomer Hashem Yehuda Yale. You see, Yehuda, they're the scouts. They go first. Yes, the archers always do go first, right? The archers shot first.
Actually,
yeah, but they were the ones who did it first. They were the first one with the brave heart, right? Yes, okay, fine.
You got it in.
No, but that's what you're thinking about. Okay. So now, why is Bereshis called Sefer Yasha? So in the psichal Sefer Bereshis, not done with the entire parish, but he asked the question. He says, Zeh Sefer, Nikra Sefer Bereshis, Nikra Bethi Anabim Sefer HaYashar. On our dot, right? Because it quotes the two mikros in Yeshua, Halohi Ksuva Sefer Yashar, and Bnei Yehuda is also Sefer Yashar. And Yochanan says that Sefer Avim Yitzchak Yaakov Shemikru Yisharim, and he quotes the whole thing with Bilam. So he says, what does it mean Sefer Yashar? So he says, what's the shvach? He says he brings down that in the Tzman Bitan Beis Hamidrash to be Talmid Chachamim. So they were chayav kliya, they were destruction. Why? Because they weren't yosher to each other. They weren't sober to each other. It was their way or the highway. They didn't listen to anybody else. He says, lo hayu yosher mahalichos olamam. They weren't a yashrus in the world. Right? You have to be part of this world also, right? So he says that was the maila of the avos. V'zehay shvacha avos shemilvad shahayu tzadikim v'chasidim ba'ovei Hashem. Besides the fact that they were tzaddikim and they were righteous and they were loving of Hashem, the open hayosa efshar od hayu yisharim, which means hayu shehisnahagu, they behaved in umas haolam afilu ovei elohim mechuarim, even the ugly idol worshippers, they behaved appropriately. Mikom makom hayu imam ba'ahava, they loved them. Bechashu l'tavosam, they cared about them. Basherhi kiyum habriya, that's how you keep the bria. Part of being a yashar is not to disengage. From the world, but to engage the world in a positive fashion, and that's a muster for many people about how to behave with the world. Okay, that's the mitzvah and the hakdama to Bereshis. Okay, fine. Next, another machlokus between these two amorayim. All right, the pasuk says this is the pasuk when Shaul before I think it's before. He became king. He went looking for his father's lost donkeys. That's in Shmuel Aleph, Perek Tes. And on the way, he bumps into Shmuel, and they sit down to eat. The pasuk says, "Bayerem hatabach," and so the butcher gave them es hashok, gave them the shok, which is I guess the thigh, right? The shok, the ha'el leha bayasem hashol. He gave the shok and what was above it, and gave it to Shaul. So what other piece of meat did he give? So my ha'el leha. So Yochanan Omer shok ba'al yah, which is the tail. Big child was the tail, the carbon, the tail is supposed to be brought is on the Mizbeah, came to Kohanim. There's Bama, and the deal, right? Right? Right, with Yochanan Amar Shok Ba'aliyah, Yochanan Amar Shok Ba'aliyah, the Aliyah, Ma'aliyah, what does it mean above it? the sampa shok le'alga. Because the shok is connected to the alga somehow, I guess. I guess it's on top of the alga, in the cow, the tail. Oh, it's right here, the first thing. Okay. Rab Lazar Omer shok the chazeh. He gave the shok and the chazeh. Umayah Elia. Why is it called the chazeh called the Elia? The machas le chazeh ilabe the shok kibaya nupe. Because when you wave, when you used to do that kanufa, they used to wave those two, and then the shok would be on top of the chazeh would be on top of the shok. Rav Shmuel Achmeni Amar shok the shofi. It's the shok and the shofi. So the shofi, I think, is like almost like
the sidebolt, cap of the sidebolt.
Yeah, right. Umada Eliyah, what does it mean? The shofi love the shokai, because that's just the way it's anatomy of the cow. That's where it is. That's all. Okay. Next. Now we get to the next part of the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, Lo sis yafet isha imohem. Right? A woman cannot seclude herself, have yichud, with one of the goyim. So Gemara asks, wait a second. You can't, by the way, you can't either. Maya Skina, what's the case they were talking about? Elaine of the Chaz, they were talking about one person. The Chabasei Gabi Shom Mishari, who allowed a woman to be yichud? So there's a whole shayla about the doctors. About doctors and women with closed doors. So I saw. Right. So that's why. The Gemara talks about also, as soon as you talk about the way they look. But we saw the Gemara the other day also, where one of the Chachamim would actually, you're not allowed to see, watch the animals having relations with each other. But there was another one who used to actually take the aver and implant it into the
right.
Walk.
Right. Because
that was his.
It's a work.
Exactly. That's the answer. That's the answer. Right. You can't keep the door open. That's the privacy of the patient. Well, that's for legal reasons. All right, so the Maya Skinim, Elaim Vichad, if we're talking about, it's only one person, who permitted one Yisrael to have Yichud? Bahatma, with Mishnah Kiddushin, but the whole Yichud Sugya, Lo Yisachet Ish Echad in Shnei Nashim. One man can't have Yichud with two women, because of the Dice and Kalos, whatever that means, as well as that. But if they can't have Yichud with two women, obviously can't have Yichud with one woman. So Ella Betilsa. We must be talking about a case that, what did you say, that she can't have Yichud with three Goyim? So, but he says, "Tikavsei Gabi Shor b'Prutzim Mishari." Assuming the Goyim are Prutzim, all the Zohar are Prutzim, you can't have Yichud with three parts Yisraelim. Also, v'hatnan aval isha achas miyachedus im shnei anashim. V'amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, lo shanu ela b'chsherim. It's only by chsherim about the Prutzim that they're not embarrassed about what they're doing. Afilu asara namilo. Even 10 you can't have. It doesn't make a difference how many you have. They're Prutzim. The Goyim are considered the Prutzim here. Right? Because so, they quoted Maisa. Maisa Hayibot, Siyo Asar B'mita. The Maisa they quote, Rashi quotes it, that they put her out of the bed, they took her outside, and they had her way with her outside the camp. Right? Rashi says, Yolti Asar Pritzim Eishas Ish Zona, B'mita Chutz Le'il Avera Ke'in Kol B'meis Shelo Yabino. If you're a pirate, you're a pirate. So it doesn't make a difference. So what's the case in over here? So the Gemara says, Lo Tzrich, we're talking about over here, the Ishto Imo. Now, the halacha is that really a woman's not allowed to have Yichud with one man. Sorry. A man's not gonna have a man is, yeah. A woman can't have yichud with a man, but if the man's wife is there,
fine. It's
fine because he's gonna be embarrassed in front of his wife. That only applies to the person. That only applies to a Yisrael, but ishto imo doesn't apply to an akam. Rashi says why? Because the verse says about ishto imo. Ove kachavim. Right. Ove kachavim aim ishto. You can ask about every mishnah in the shas. Ove kachavim. Ein ishto mishamto. She doesn't misham. But Yisrael ishto mishamto. Rashi says, "Oh, if the carbon ein ishto mishamto, the lo kapta the ihu bekerav yisatz bevulzni." Basically, he does, and she'll do what he does, what she does. It's okay. They're fine with it. About Yisrael, Rashi says, "Ishto mishamto shari he datzam basar yuchsin bezmanchi ishto imo yishon imod bepundik yudeshi ishto mishamto." She's washing them. The whole thing about ishto imo. So what about if she's sleeping? This apply there. What about the whole point of ishto imo is that. He's embarrassed in front of the person. What if it's a daughter? What if it's somebody else he's going to be embarrassed for? So I think he quoted back here also. There's a Rav Moshe and the Igor's Moshe. Said it out loud, so I might as well. I didn't know. Rav Moshe says in Eben Ezra Chavez Beis Simon Tezvav, quoting a Beis Shmuel, that as long as you're embarrassed in front of the other person, then the other woman, then it's okay. And therefore, maybe since by a daughter, the daughter won't be mezana with her father, and also the daughter won't protect. A man won't be mezana in front of his daughter, so that's enough for the ishto imo. That would still count. Anyway, so go right there. So the Gemara then says, wait a second. Can we just say that a man in the Mishnah said that a man keeping the yachol over the Avodah Zarah as well? What? We can. Since we said that a man can't be miyachi with his why aren't my daughters getting it? A man can't be miyachi with the Ovizor also because why? Because they're gonna kill him. So why are you coming on the whole thing in the Yichud? They're gonna kill him anyway. Gemara says, but typically we should speak Zamim. It's a speech Zamim. So Rav Yirmiyah, no, the Isha Chashuva Skina. Maybe we're dealing with a very Isha Chashuva, right, who's either very pretty or she has connections to the king, right? The Mirtas Mina. The Goyim are Choshish for her that they're not going and they won't kill her.
But woman
right, I was saying, well, once we're worried about killing, why are we worried only about, I mean, honestly, the question, it could be both. So we're saying, if it's a situation, we're not worried about killing, you still can't be vehicles because you have to be worried about the killing. Right, where's the case where we're not worried about the killing, where she's an Isha Chashuva, right? But Idi Amar, what we're talking about, Isha Kli Zayna Aleha. A woman, or Kli Zayna Aleha, which means what Rashi quotes it, Kli Zayna Aleha, Apa Gav Ein Chashuva, even if she's not considered a chashuva, lo bein hanashim, which means she's not karbo malchus, lo bein hanashim, which means she's not pretty, ain horigosa elabala, like you said, right? That kind of kill her. They want to have relations with her, right? The kevan shabala ain harga. He's not going to kill her. He's just going to have relations with her, right? But still, ain a karbo malchus nami. So even if she's not karbo malchus, you don't have to worry about being killed because what they prefer to do, they want to kill the men, but they want to be with the women. That's their preference. So my ben ayi, what's the difference between the two answers? So this learn Rashi Shita. Tosos has a totally different answer. Rashi answer basically is Ika benayu Isha Chashuv ben Hanashim. The difference is if she's Chashuv ben Hanashim, which means she's Krova l'Malchus, but she ain't a Chashuv ben Hanashim, but she's not pretty. Right? She's not good looking. So according to Rav Yirmiyah, who says the whole thing is Isha Chashuva, so then in this case it'd be mutta for her to have yichu with a guy, because we're not worried they're going to kill her because she's Chashuv ben Hanashim, and we're not worried they're going to have a way with her because she's ugly. So it says. Right, but according to Rav Idi, right, in this case, she can't have yichud because he doesn't make a difference between whether they're pretty or not. He says they're always going to have relations with her, so you have to be worried. She's chashuv bein hanashim, right? She's chashuv bein hanashim. Okay. Tani kavasei, no comment. Tani kavasei, Rav Idi bar Oven. If it writes that the words of Idi bar Oven, that it says that Isha, the woman, afal isha shalom ima, right, lo sis yachid imahen, b'pnei she chashudim al arayos. Right, even though she's shalom imah, which means that the government has peace with her, that she's close to the government, nevertheless she can't have yichud because you're worried, because you're chashuv ben arayos, that even though that she's krov l'malchus, she's going to have, she have to worry about it. That's like Rav Idi, who says every isha has kli zayin aleha, even if she's not chashuva, because the guy is not going to kill her. The whole purpose of them is that they're chashuv al arayos. They're not worried about killing. Okay, so the Mishnah then said, lo yis yached adam imahen. Man can't have yichud with them because we're afraid that they're going to kill them. So now the Gemara gives you some practical, let's say you're traveling with the guy, and some practical tips. You're walking with a guy on the way. You should make sure that your guy is on your right side, because most swords, most people are righty, the sword's on the left side. So if the guy's on the right side, you see him going for a sword, you can stop, you can grab him. Rabbi Shmuel, that's Pesayi if Topol Yamin. If he has a sword, you keep him on your right side. But the Makel, Topol the Shmuel.
You're on the same side of the sword? Yeah.
You're on the same side of the sword. Because he has...
Right. Next to the sword.
You're next to the sword.
I'm on his right and he's on my right.
He's on your right. But his sword is on his left hip.
So when he grabs it, you're close to it.
But he says, but if he's holding a stick, then you should stay on his right side. If the stick's with the right side, he's gonna whack. You have to see, because the stick he keeps on his right side. You gotta stay on the side where the weapon is. Stay on the side where the weapon is. Is it really a paranoid that the time, remember the times of the crusade? Think of that time. Think of the crusade time. They would just kill you. Alright?
What's different
than today? How you Olin Bamala. Well, that was the whole story about Ehud, right? Ehud Geir got in because he was the lefty, he kept the weapon on the other side.
Right.
How you Olin Bamala or Yoda Merida, if you're going up or down. He's down the guy in the
Egg
one. Right, how you Olin Bimala or Yordan Birida? You're going up an escalator, going down. Lo Yisrael Lamata Ovechav Mala. Don't keep. Make sure the guy, the Ovechav is higher on top of you. Make sure you're not below him. Al Yisrael Lamala Ovechav Lamata. The Al Yisroach Lefanav. Don't bend down in front of him. Shema Yerutz Es Bulgoto. Maybe I'll break your head. Shalu, the guy asks you, Heichan Holech, where are you going? Yarchiv Lo Sadera. Tell me you're going greater distance than you're actually going. Like Yaakov said to Esau, right? Yichsev, right? Ad asher avoy al duni se'ira, and it says, "V'yakov nasa sukosa." You don't go the whole way. They always say, "Ah, but then you lie." No, in the future, he's going to go to Har Seir. Whole thing about it. Ma'aseh v'talmid Rabbi Kiva shayholkum v'chaziv. Talmid Rabbi Kiva going to chaziv. Pogu behem listim. So these, I think it's Jewish abandons got to them. Amar lahem, they said to them, "V'latin holkum, where are you going to?" Amar lahem Akko, going all the way north. We're going up to Akko. Came when they got to chaziv, which obviously not all the way to Akko. Perishu, they left. They went on their way. So Amar lahem, the listim said, "Talmidim miyatem, who's your Rebbe?" So Amar lahem, Talmidim Rabbi Kiva, with the Talmidim Rabbi Kiva, Amar lahem, Asher Rabbi Kiva, the Talmidim shall pogu behem adam rabbi olam. Praiseworthy for Bekeep the Talmidim, because you're going to be spared. You know what's in the body because you know the ways. Right, but Benashah Haba Oziel sits in the Mishnah. But Benashah Haba Oziel, who's on his way, lived day Torsa. He's going to day Torsa. Pogo Beganovim, so there's Ganovim from the Zim. Amule La'anka Azat, where are you going to? Amulehen, the Pupadisa, I'm going to Pupadisa. Ki Mata Levei Torsa, when they got to Bei Torsa, Parish, they went away. They said, Amule, I guess the assumption was that they'll hit you later, not right away. I don't know. They have more time to get you. Like Amar Lei, Talmida de Yehuda Ramonas, you are the Talmidim of Yehuda the Ramon. See, here they made a bad thing. They didn't praise him. They said something negative about Yehuda. Right? So Amar Lehu, so Ramash said to him, Yad Isu Lei, Yehei Rabba de Lahabi Hanu in Shibishmaita. Right? Do you know him to be a Ramon? I'm making a Yehuatzon that you guys should be a Nidu. They're bandits. Why don't you give him a Nidu now? Should they give their fees? Whatever. So Azlu Abdu the Nevasa Esmit Hartin Shin, these Ganavim were in the thieving business for 22 years, below Aslafo. They never made a profit. Right? Kevan the Chazu, since they saw this Asukul published Masayu, they went to Rav Menashe to have him to take away the Nidoy. It was, he said, "Yeah, take away the Nidoy, now you can go back.
I need a bracha."
He said, "I need a bracha." They went to the Rebbe to be a bracha so they could be a better thief. And he said, "Okay." But one didn't come. There was one guy, I guess he was a weaver. Below Asu the Shuri Shaman Sham say he didn't go to have the Nido removed, but Akhe Aryan was eaten by a lion. I knew the Amri, I don't know what it means. Hainu the Amri Inji, this is what people say, the colloquialism, Girdana de Lo Tizen, right? The weaver that doesn't have eyes, Shutta, doesn't have what?
He's not humble.
He's not humble, okay. Shutta Batsir Mishane. He's a lose years from his life. So Tachaz, Yimar says, come and see Mabin Gandhi Babel, the list in Eretz Yisrael. Look at the difference between the Gandhi and Babel, who cursed out Rabbi Yehuda and the Ganav in Eretz Yisrael. Even Eretz Yisrael is such a Milam, Kedusha place, that the Ashreichem. Okay, just one quick word on Rosh Hashanah before we go, because today's the last day of the year. So we all know that we blow 100 kolos. 100 kolos of the shofars on the kolos block. Okay, so we blow 100 kolos. So the Tosos, it's a Tosos in Rosh Hashanah, that Lama Gimel Mabez, he brings down the Aruch. Who said the 100 kolos comes from where? It comes from Sisera's mother, right? Sisera, she was waiting by the window for her son to return. He didn't return. She cried 100 kolos. Therefore, we blow 100 kolos.
Go for it.
What's the connection? Why, basically, the Rav Salavitch asks, why does the story of a pagan mother awaiting her barbaric son form the halachic basis for the required number of shofar sounds that are blown on Rosh Hashanah?
It's even worse. How is she comforted? She's comforted by being told that he's going. And
yeah. Okay. So that's on her. That's on her. But the halakha card there now. The Tosafot brings down. We learn 100 kolos from this. What's the connection? So the Rav explains. He says that what was the emotion that she experienced that caused her to have the 100 kolos? She lived her life one way. Her expectation was to be a certain way, and basically she was totally shocked out of her system when she found out that she was wrong and everything that she thought. Everything that she thought about herself, thought about her son, was completely opposite. She thought her son was invincible. Turns out her son was killed by a woman. So that was the 100 kolos symbolized. The 100 kolos symbolized her, right? It's the intense experience of terror, of pachad, that you have when you realize that your way of living is wrong, right? Upon hearing the piercing tones of the shofar, we must experience a similar emotion. As we awaken from our spiritual complacency, we must witness our own illusions being relentlessly shattered. That's what the Rav says. Every Jew is obligated to sustain similar emotions in Rosh Hashanah. Right? The required response to the shofar, which is to awaken from a sleep, is the abrupt, tragic realization that the false assumptions upon which we build our lives have come crashing before our eyes. We are jolted with the sudden awareness of the grievous extent to which our actions have alienated us from God. That's the whole point of the shofar, and that's the connection between the mother of Sisera and why we blow shofar 100 times. It's to realize that the way we've been living, the way we've been living is incorrect, and the shofar is there to shatter that illusion and on that note, we should have a Chesimus Yom Tov, a good Ben Shor, and we should we'll pick up in 2 more years, I guess, until we start all over again. All right, have a good night.
Get off. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. By the way.